I'm Maslin Avashachayim, Perek Yudalad in the middle, May 18th.
I feel bad, I should do that.
If you want, you can.
Gam liyashav einish nei anoshim. Now, right, one reason why the einish for these two people are not the same is because one makes a pagam in a higher place because his neshama comes from a higher place. And he makes a pagam in accordance with where the shorash neshama comes from. Yeah, we explained, even though in that higher place, the pagam is actually less, but it counts for more. Gam lo yeshav oinu shnei anoshim, mitam shal hoisim achshev shneim shava, beis asiyas ha'oven. We should say where we are, no?
I said
oh, you said shara al perek yudalad?
Yeah.
Okay. Because their machshavas are not the same when they do the aveiru. The pagam has an effect in accordance with the person's machshava. One person whose machshava is totally involved with aveiro. Even though they both did the same maisa, the one his whole machshava was involved with aveiro, so his einish is worse. It goes up to a high place. That's why a shoygig has less of an oinish and a mezid. A shoygig has an oinish. You have to bring a carbon. We don't say by shoygig nothing happened. It's not the same thing as oinish. Oinish is nothing happened. A shoygig, no, you should have known better. There's reasons why you're not considered an oinish, and that's why you're having a carbon. But soif because soif, your machshava was not involved in the aveira, and since your machshava was not involved in the aveira, that's why it's less of a pagam, and since it's less of a pagam, it's less of an oinish. But the chen amru shehuri aveira koshin me aveira. Wow. How can they hear hurim of the aveira be worse than the aveira itself? Teretz is, because it makes the whole aveira worse, and it makes it be poigim in a place that much higher than just the aveira, just the goof of the aveira itself would have done. Zehu shekosav ha-yoytzer yachad libom. He understands their thoughts. He sees the machshavas that went in to combine with their maisim, but donas kol echad kfi in machshavas libo shoy beis siyef sa'ovim, and he dons their maisim based on the machshava that was put into the maisim when they did it. Yeah, v'chenem mushlam ha-melech, ki eskol ma'isa l'kim yobi b'mishpat al-kol ne'elom. But Tzoloimer, shemavad o'inish ha-ma'isa oven b'poyal. Right, so Kelis is saying, besides the o'inish for the act, the physical act of the aveiro, oid yobi l'kim yisparok shemoy b'mishpat. Hashem will also judge us, eskol ma'isa, the entire ma'isa, l'gago l'eladuna gama makshov ha-ne'elom. To don us on the hidden makshov, the thing that's not seen, the ma'isa is seen, the makshov is not seen. But the machshava that goes into the ma'isa, that Hashem is going to down us on also. How that machshava was applied at the time of the asiyah. So that's what the pasuk means. Kes kol ma'isa, the entire ma'isa, meaning including the machshava that went into it. Halukim yabim mimishat al kol ne'elom, even the hit ne'elom, the hidden part that went into the ma'isa, which is the person's machshava. V'chein omar. And so too it says in Mishle, Hashem b'chokhma yosar oretz, koinin shemayim b'svuna b'daitoi tohoimus nivkou. Kol okon darach chlal es kol ha'olamas. The pasuk is coming to include all the worlds. Eretz hu oylam hem soy. Okay, I guess that means, you know, where we live in the middle. Shemayim im chlal ha'olamas al yoinim, the upper worlds. Actually, I'm not sure then what Eretz is. Maybe Eretz is... Are we the Tachtoinim? What does it mean? Eretz is the Tachtoinim and Tzohimus is like... I don't know. It's all different levels. Yeah. Okay, all different levels of existence, of Hashem's creation. Right? The pasuk is including all of them. Tzoymus Pashup Shad, I think, means like the depths of the sea. Mm-hmm. But, okay, I'm not sure how he's using it. Yom Ha'akazeh, then the Pasuk says, B'ni al yaluzu me'einecho. V'lashon ayin matzinu kamen pomba b'mikro, nemra alin, n'machshova. Einecha, ayin, is a reference to machshova. K'mashgah, so v'libi ro'o. My heart saw, it really means my heart understood. Hechachem einov b'roisho. It really means he has understanding. Yeah? Or like it says, the Sanhedrin are called the Einei Ha'edo, the eyes of the Edo. The Yalizu, Matzinu B'mishna, Shul Lashon Akmumis. What's the Yalizu? It's Lashon of crookedness. Kamay, Noloizu, Melez, is Ovav, Shemayim, Olov. Okay, so Yalizu is Lashon of crookedness. So Al Yaluzu Me'enecho means don't make your Makshava crooked. Zeru Shaklas, B'ni. That's what the Pasuk means. B'ni. Chus Nova Chamoyel. Our lamas yekarim shenibru b'chokh matzun v'das. Have rachmanas on these lamas that Hashem made in such chokhma. Be zaher and be careful shlatigum chas v'sholom ikum mekilku l'kulam. You should not cause them to become crooked and become messed up. From machshava achad shaloi toiva through your machshavas that are not good. Wow. How you lose your minach? In other words, the pasuk is setting it up. Hashem bechokh me yasur ora etz kodin shemay mitzvun abadai the numbers of kol. The Boshem created all these worlds and all these levels of worlds with such chokhma, with such tvuna. And then Shlomo Melech says, B'ni, al yaluzu me'enecha. Don't use your makshavas to go ahead and make them crooked, to go ahead and make them not beseder, not the way they were set up to work in the first place. That's the Indian over here. Wow. So again, it's been kama v'kama rayas. Then your machshava can affect the world. Before, the previous parak was dibur. This parak's machshava. Yeah, Maisa, I think he already spoke about them. Oh, he's going to speak about them. These three things, Maisa, Dibur, Machshava, represent all the person's inner koichas. And it matches up to the three parts of a person's neshama, I guess, that are in this world. Nefesh, Ruach, and neshama. That's a part of a person that does, that acts. And the fashas are oisois. And the dam that flows through all the body, giving a person life, that life force, the dam that flows through the body, keeping the person alive, that's where the nefesh resides. Who are nice lam chiyas atnuva besoyer? That's what gives a person light, you know, basic physical life, the koyach to move and to act. Shayuchul lefor v'lasoyes is the shev koyacham, that he can do things with his koyach. The imunam rutzis adam me'ever echad, if the dam would stop flowing properly, oyso even misyabish in boishum tenua, that ever would die. Laso shem dober v'ever meis, if the dam would stop flowing into it, that ever would have no more life. Right, if it cut off the circulation, I guess, for long enough to a certain limb, the limb's not gonna live. So that's what he's saying. The Adamu and Nefesh is the Pshat. The Nefesh is that part of a person's neshama, that part of his life force that is involved in the basic running of his body, of giving life to his body, and the basic koyach to move and to act. So that's nefesh keneged maisa. V'hadibur v'bichinas ha-ruach. And dibur is keneged the part of the neshama that we call the ruach. K'ma shekos ha-ruach Hashem dibur bi. V'ruach svasov. We see psukim that ruach connotes dibur. V'ma shetigam unkulis ha-pasuk. V'yi adam nefesh chaya. When it says that Hashem blew life into Adam HaRishon, and Adam HaRishon became a nefesh chaya, unkulis translates it as a ruach mamalala, a speaking being. A ruach mamalala. Ruach and Dibur go together. And that's why there's a breath that comes out from a person's mouth when he talks that represents the Ruach. It resides really in the heart. Okay? I don't know exactly why the lave.
Well, MS words, Dvarman.
What?
In a lave. That's the, like, true words. I mean,
yeah.
Stam.
Yeah. Lave represents, yeah. Machshava b'chinas neshama. Shemalamed is Adam Deyabina B'Torah Kedoshah. The koyach to use one's seichel and to understand the Torah, the koyach to use his machshava, that comes from the part called the neshama. Lachain ikra mishkanetu b'mayach. So that's why we say that the place where it resides is in the brain. Kleya machshava, because the brain is the physical muscle that we use for thinking. So the neshama corresponds to the brain. That's the highest level of our neshama. That's at least the part of our neshama that's here. Is this neshama, right? Maybe that's why we call it a neshama. The chinam say we generically call it a neshama, but it's really nefesh ruach neshama. It means it's connected. It's represented by that part in the physical. Yeah, I don't know what resides in me. It means. Okay, very good.